Morning.
Morning.
Whenever I have the chance to speak to everybody, I just want to say I'm appreciative. My family's so appreciative of all your prayers, your care, your support. So thank you so much.
大家早，每一次当我有机会站在大家面前的时候，我总是希望利用这个机会来向大家表达我们家庭对各位的感谢。感谢你们对我们的为我们的祷告，还有在爱心里一切的支持。
So stop me if you've heard this one before.
Okay, 我现在要讲一个故事。如果你们听过了，你们就可以跟我讲，我就不说了。
These pastors were sitting around having breakfast together, and then one of the pastors just asked, "Why? Why are we spending so much time working on these sermons?"
所以呢，这边就有一些的牧师，他们在一起吃早餐，其中有一位就说。为什么我们需要花这么多的时间来准备讲章
？And so these other pastors, they looked puzzled, and then one by one, they all started adding in. And one of the guys said, "Yeah, why do we spend so much time researching and praying about these sermons that nobody remembers 5 minutes later?"
然后呢，这些牧师就开始觉得很困惑，一个一个，他们就开始说：“是啊，我们为什么要花这么多的时间？我们做各样的研究，我们还要祷告，然后来写这些讲章。”讲完了五分钟以后，好像很多人都不记得我们在讲什么。
We should be doing more useful things like feeding the homeless and helping the poor, someone said.
其中有一个人说，我们或许应该把我们的时间花在更有意义的事情上，比方说我们去帮助穷人啊，我们去拿食物给流浪汉啊。
Another pastor said, "Yeah, I think myself, I've heard about 5,000 sermons and I can't even remember any of them."
其中有一个牧师就说，我自己呢，可能一辈子已经听过超过5000个讲道了，可是我不记得任何一个。
And then one of the pastors stood up.
其中有一个牧师呢，就站起来。
And he said, "I've been married for 30 years, so I think I've eaten somewhere around 32,000 meals, and most of them have been for my wife."
他就说呢，我呢，我已经结婚了30年，那我吃了。差不多32000顿饭了，大部分都是我妻子做的。
And he said, "Suddenly, I can't remember what a single menu was, but I have this distinct idea that without them, I would have starved to death."
但是呢，我忽然想起来，我可能不记得任何一餐我吃了什么，但是我知道，如果我没有这些没有这些这么多顿饭的话，我可能现在早就饿死了。
As we conclude Family Month here at SVCA.Have you been well fed? Do you remember any of the meals?
像今天我们就结束了我们在 SVCA 的家庭月。你们吃饱了吗？你们记得任何一个属灵餐宴吗？
Because our great hope here is not just that these things are remembered, but they start to produce fruit in our homes.
所以我们所盼望的不是我们能够记得这些讲道讲了什么，而是这些话能够开始在我们的家庭生活里面结果子。
This month is so important at our church because we know that the modern family faces some very unique crisis from the tech that's in our hands to our busy schedules to the redefinition of family in our culture to just the busyness and the hectic way of life in Silicon Valley.
我们为什么要在家庭月特别的注重家庭呢？因为我们知道在现代的社会里面，家庭面临了非常特殊而严重的挑战。比方说我们手上的这些高科技的发明产品，我们生活里面这么的忙碌，我们的社会里面重新在为我们的家庭来定义，而且呢，我们在生活在矽谷，我们又有非常特别的挑战和压力。
And when we look into the Bible, we also see that with so much realism that our family problems, the biggest things we face are actually timeless issues.
但是当我们回到圣经里面，我们就会发现我们现在所目前所遇见到的各样很严重的家庭问题里面，其实在圣经里面在古时候都已经存在了。
Favoritism, jealousy, anger, bitterness, adultery, competition, divided homes, idolatry, isolation, sin.
比方说偏心、嫉妒、愤怒、苦毒，还有淫乱。彼此的争竞，互相的敌对，家庭里面的分裂，还有拜偶像、孤立等等。简单的说，就是罪。
And we spend this time because God's word speaks into these problems and gives us the plans for the family, gives us his promises for the family, and most of all tells us about his family.
但是当我们读圣经的时候，我们就看见神不单在神的话里面，不单是告诉我们这些的问题，但是他更告诉我们神的法则，还有神的计划。简单的说，神要我们来看的是他的家。
As we've been singing this morning, among all the names for God in the Bible, he has revealed that he is a father and that he desires that we actually become his sons and daughters.
像今天早上我们所唱的各样的诗歌，在神的各个名字里面，他向我们启示，其中的一个就是他是一位父亲，而且他希望我们都成为他的儿子女儿。
That's a very wonderful thing we just said, isn't it?
像我们，这实在是一件非常美好的事，不是吗？
Maybe that's shocking to some of us here today, and then maybe there's a lot of us here that have really just kind of grown cold and taken that for granted.
或许呢，对我们有些人来说，这样子的信息是很吃惊的。或许有些人，我们已经听多了，已经听到，已经冷淡，心里冷淡或是麻木了。
But this language of family that we use is not just a metaphor. It's not some symbolic way of saying that we're all on the same team.
但是当我们在这里讲家庭的时候，我们不是只是用一个比喻，好像象征性的来讲，我们好像都是同样的人而已。
It's not saying that we're a family because we believe the same stuff, or we share the same outlook on life, or we vote the same way, or even that we come from the same culture.
我们当我们讲我们是同在同一个家庭里面的时候，并不是因为我们信仰是一样的，或是我们在投票的时候我们站在同一边的，或是我们都有同相同的文化或是相同的传统。
It's telling us something even greater than just in some general generic sense that all humanity is the children of God.
而且我们也不是只是在讲一个很泛的来说，我们都是神所创造的，所以所有的人类，我们都是属于一个家庭，不是这个意思。
But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
圣经上说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们权柄，做他的儿女。
See what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God, and so we are.Beloved, we are God's children now. We shall be like him because we shall see him as he is.
圣经上又说，你看，父赐给我们的是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，我们必要像他，并且必得见他的真体。
That's an idiom that John is using to say,What kind of otherworldly love is this? The world doesn't have any love like the love we've seen from the Father that actually will make us his children.
在这里呢，约翰他在圣经里面他用的这个词呢，来表达说，在世上你还能够找到任何一种爱吗？在世上我们找不到任何一种爱可以来形容天父对他的儿女的慈爱。
So let's look into that love today, that love of the Father.Let's look into the kind of father that God is, and then what does he have to say to us today about what it means to be a father?
所以呢，今天我们就先要来看看天父对我们的爱，并且他是什么一位何等样的父亲，然后他是希望我们做父亲的如何来做呢？
Open your Bibles. Let's take a look at Proverbs chapter 23. We'll start in verse 15 today. Proverbs 23, verse 15.
我们现在来看圣经，我们来看箴言二十三章从十五节开始。箴言二十三章十五节开始。
My son, if your heart is wise, my heart will rejoice. Indeed, I myself, yes, my inmost being will rejoice when your lips speak right things. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but be zealous for the fear of the Lord all the day.For surely there is a hereafter, and your hope will not be cut off. Hear, my son, and be wise, and guide your heart in the way. Do not mix with wine bibbers, or with gluttonous eaters of meat. For the drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty, and drowsiness will clothe a man with rags. Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old.Buy the truth and do not sell it. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise child will delight in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice. My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes observe my ways. For a harlot is a deep pit, and a seductress is a narrow well. She also lies in wait as for a victim, and increases the unfaithful among men. Lord, today from your word, will you come and will you meet us? Will you speak to us about what it means to be a father and who you are as our father?
让我们祷告，主啊，今天从你的话语里面，你来遇见我们，来对我们说话，你来让我们看见你是何等样的一位父亲。
Lord God, will you meet us today in your word and have your way in us?
主啊，让我们求你今天来遇见我们，并且在我们身上有你的道路。
Lord God, we ask humbly today that you will teach us what we know not, and give us what we have not, and make us what we are not today.
主啊，让我们谦卑地来到你的面前，请你来教导我们，教导我们所不知道的，给我们所没有的。并且来改变我们，让我们是我们自己没有办法改变的。
Amen.
Amen.
So today we want to look at in three things about biblical fatherhood.
今天我们要看的是在圣经中所讲的父亲的三件事。
There's a privilege to fatherhood.
第一个，做父亲照着圣经来说是有特权的。
There's a priority to our fatherhood.
而且我们也有优先顺序。
And there's a payoff.Our fatherhood.
另外就是做父亲是有回报的。
So first, taking a look at the privilege, we start with this simple fact that fatherhood is not a right, but is an honorable privilege from God.
我们先要来开始的呢，最简单的就是做一个父亲，这不是我们的权利，而是这是神所给我们的一个尊荣。
It's a privilege which the Lord has designed and He's given to us as a gift.
他给了我们一个特权，这是神所给我们的一份礼物。
But is that really your first impression when you think about fatherhood?
但是当我们想到父亲，做父亲的时候，这是不是我们第一个想到的念头呢？
I'm sorry, I can only speak about American culture.
今天呢，对不起，我只能代表美国的文化来谈。
But you look around in this country in which we live and you find a striking absence of fathers.
但是今天如果你看看我们的社会的文化还有媒体，我们会看见我们缺少一位父亲的形象。
You find a degraded view of fathers and you find this looming question of our culture, where are our fathers and do we really need them anymore?
我们看见父亲的形象被贬低，而且甚至于在整个社会里面好像就是有一份的有一个问题，我们的父亲在哪里？我们需要我们的父亲吗？
There was a news article I read recently titled Dumbing Down Dad, How Media Presents Husbands, Fathers as Useless.
最近呢，我读到了报纸上的一篇报道，就是贬低父亲的形象，就是在媒体里面，很多时候媒体所描绘出来的丈夫还有父亲的形象呢，其实都是非常无用的。
The article said, if you watch TV, then you've most likely witnessed the portrayal of the modern-day husband and father as lazy, incompetent, and stupid.
你如果常常看电视的话，你会发现在现代这个媒体所描绘出来的父亲或是丈夫呢，常常都是很懒惰，而且他们很不能干，甚至于很愚笨。
A New York Times writer shares, one evening after watching Homer Simpson wreck the family car at a monster truck rally,and plunge on a skateboard into Springfield Gorge, my six-year-old son asked me, Daddy, why are dads so dumb?
有比方说在纽约时报有一个作家，他写了一个文章，他说有一天晚上，当他在看这个Simpson 的时候，看见 Simpson 他开了自己家的车去撞了一个卡车之后呢，他就跌到一个滑板上，然后滑了以后又摔到了那个谷底里面。然后他的儿子呢，在旁边看这个电视，就问他爸爸：“为什么电视里面的父亲都是这么笨？”
They wrote too about the advertisements in our country where the dad is the butt of the jokes.
而且在很多时候，在广告里面呢，我们都拿父亲来开玩笑。
He's outwitted by his children. He's the target of condescending eye rolls from his wife. He's a silly, incompetent, sometimes even selfish oaf, but his family loves him anyway.
通常在广告里面，我们看到的父亲呢，就是他比他的孩子都比这个父亲聪明，而且他常常就是他的太太就对他就是翻白眼，在那边嘲笑他。他通常是很笨的，很不能干的，有的时候是非常的自私。但是他们的家人还是非常的爱他。
There was this Huggies diapers commercial that said, to prove how good our diapers are, we gave them the ultimate test. We put them in a house for 5 days with their dad.
就像那个尿布的那个公司 Huggies, 他做了一个广告呢，他说要证明他们所做的尿布是非常非常棒的尿布，是可以经过各样最严厉的考验。所以他们所做的考验呢，就是把一个爸爸跟他的孩子放在一个家里面，单独的相处了五天。
I mean, the offensive assumption is dads can't even take care of their own children.
换句话说，这样子的广告呢，他们基本上呢就是有一个假设，就是现在的父亲没有办法照顾他们自己的孩子。
But the Bible stands in stark contrast from this. Far from being a fool, the Bible calls and instructs fathers.To help their children not be the fool.
但是圣经上让我们看见的却是一个全然不同的强烈的一个对比。圣经上要，圣经上讲的呢，父亲呢被神呼召父亲，要做一个有智慧的父亲，要来拯救他们的孩子脱离愚昧。
Children are called to listen to and to honor their parents precisely because God has deemed the position of fatherhood and motherhood.To be high.
而且在圣经里面，神呼召做儿女的要听从他们的父母，要孝敬，要尊荣他们的父母，因为神设立了父亲和母亲，这是一个有尊荣的位置，有尊荣的地位。
Fatherhood is not merely a necessary biological part of making a family; it's an essential part of God's design for the family.
一个父亲。之所以在家里有需要，并不是因为只是为了生理上可以生儿养女而已，而是神呼召父亲在这个神设立的家庭里面有一个非常不可缺少的重要的地位。
And without it, there is not the physical, the emotional, the spiritual grounding that the family needs as God has designed it to be.
当神设立家庭的时候，如果这个家里没有父亲的话，这个家庭就缺少了在属灵上、在情绪上，甚至于在身体上各样的根基和保护和支持。
In America, fatherlessness is an epidemic.
但是在美国，家庭里没有父亲却是一个很普遍性严重的问题。
33% of American kids live without their biological father. That's 1 in 3.
差不多33%的美国孩子，他们住在家里，他们的亲生的父亲却不在家里。换句话说，每三个孩子里面就有一个孩子，他没有跟他的生父住在一起。
For our African American neighbors, the number is over 50%.
对于一个非裔，就美国人的话，这个数字更高，超过了50%。
In some ways, it's not that surprising when we've raised a generation on images of absent or stupid or useless fathers.
但是，当如果我们真的教导孩子，父亲都是很无用的，他们都是很不需要的，而且或是说他们是缺在家中是缺席的，那这样子的情形呢，我们就不应该太惊讶美国现在这个情形。
It's really crucial for us to understand this, why our culture.Has dishonored fatherhood, we must esteem it. We must find it necessary. We must honor this position and pray for these fathers.
所以，当我们的文化、我们的社会并不把尊荣归给父亲的时候，我们必须知道，我们被呼召来，我们要来尊荣我们的父亲。
Simply because God does.
为什么呢？因为神尊荣做父亲的。
And not only do we need to honor fatherhood, but we have to realize that how our fathering is going to go revolves exactly around how we ourselves honor our heavenly Father.
不单我们要尊荣地上的父亲，而且我们要知道做我们如何做父亲，非常决定于我们如何来对面对对待，如何来尊荣我们天上的父亲。
First Samuel 2 gives us a very sad, very telling story of a family that is in ruins because the father Eli, a priest himself, would not honor God properly.
在撒母耳上第二章，我们看见了一个非常悲剧性的一个故事，就是在这里有一个祭司以利，他因为不尊重神，他不尊荣神，所以以至于他的家庭遭到毁灭。
Listen to your father who begot you. My son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways.
圣经上说，你要听从生你的父亲，我儿，你要将心归我，你的眼目也要喜悦我的道路。
God calls us to this honorable privilege so that our children can watch our lives.
神呼召我们来有这样子的一个特权，一个尊荣的位置，所以我们的儿女可以来观察，来效法我们。
He has given us an esteemed position from which we can speak His truth into our kids' lives.
所以神把我们放在一个这样子有尊荣的位置，所以我们可以对我们的儿女说出神要我们说的话。
The home without a present, honored, and honorable father is like a chair missing one leg.
在一个家里，如果没有一个有尊荣的父亲的话，就好像一张椅子缺了一把，缺了一根腿，迟早它会垮下来。
It's going to come crashing down.
迟早它会倒下来。
We come to think about the priority of fatherhood. We do so thinking that God's word gives the father privilege, but also responsibilities and roles which we have to prioritize.
我们在圣经里看见神不单把父亲有一个尊荣的地位，他同时也给他了责任，还有责任，所以他必须要有优先顺序。
And our great responsibility as fathers, our great responsibility is to steward these gifts that He's given into our hands.
所以我们最大的责任呢，就是必须在神所给我们的这个大的礼物面前，我们做一个好的管家。
That means that my kids are not really my kids.
换句话说，我的孩子并不是我的孩子，不是属于我的。
That simple truth, I think, taken to heart, will really radically change the way we parent.
如果我们真的很认真的来接受这个真理的话，我们做父母的就会有一个改变。
Because then my priority is not to make my children successful for my security or for my honor, or to get them to behave.Or obey, or listen to me to show people that I am a good father.
这样子的话，我们的最重要的责任，并不是说让他们可以成功，为了我的光荣，或是呢让他们可以乖乖的为了我的好处，或是让我可以炫耀我是一个多么好的父亲。
My priority is not to make them good students or model children. It's not to make my dreams come true or for them to live the life I could never live.
我的目标呢，也不是让他们做一个好的学生，或是一个模范生，或是让他们来成就我自己所没有完成的梦想。
Instead, they are under my care, so that to the very best of my abilities, I can reveal the Lord to them, help them honor their heavenly Father, and by God's grace, help them say what we read in Proverbs: "Be zealous for the fear of the Lord all the day."
而是我们的责任呢，是因为他们在我们的手中接受我们的照顾管教的时候呢，我可以尽我全力把神来向他们启示，来向他们教导，使他们可以认识我们的天父，而且在神的恩典之中，他们真的可以说我终日敬畏耶和华。
And so if my kids aren't really mine, then my chief priority is to please the master who put them in my care.
既然我的孩子他们真的不是属于我的，那么我最主要的责任呢，就是要来尊荣神，我们的天父。
And I as a father have to answer to God one day about how well I stewarded everything He put in my hands, my time, my energy, my money, and most importantly, my children.
因为我自己呢，有一天 也要站在天父的审判台前，我也要来交账，我是如何运用他所给我赐给我一切的恩赐，包括我的时间、我的金钱、我的精力、我的各样的技能，而且更包括我的儿女。
You guys know I have two little boys, and so sometimes I'm wondering now when the allure is going to run off, when they wake up one day and realize I'm not a superhero.
你知道我有两个小男孩 我知道总有一天他们会醒过来然后他们明白、哦、原来我的爸爸并不是一位超人
When they wake up to the fact that I'm not the most amazing, most incredible super dad in the galaxy
有一天他们会明白过来我不是他们心目中想象的那个最棒的最了不起的那个 超级爸爸
So my hope is when that day comes that they will start to see me more asI've been their steward for the king who is the most amazing, most incredible super dad in the galaxy.
我希望当他们明白到我不是他们所想象的超级爸爸的时候，他们会看出来我原来是一位管家，我为这个天父做一个管家，这个他们的天父是他们心目中所想象的那个了不起、不得了的超级的爸爸。
And so to do that very thing, God has given fathers a very special role.
为了成就这个，神给了我们一个特别的角色。
Hear my son and be wise.
他这里说，你，我儿啊，你要听，而且要心中有智慧。
Fathers, this expects that we have something wise to say, and that we take the time to say that to our children.
换句话说，我们做父亲的，我们必须要有话来对我们的儿女说，而且我们也必须要有时间来对我们儿女说这样子的话。
This also means that our kids need us more than what we can provide for them.
换句话说，儿女对我们的需要其实大于我们所真正能够给他们的。
It means our job is not to work harder to send them to better schools or even find better youth groups, but to stop and instruct them ourselves in the very things of God.
换句话说，我们真正要做的，并不是说我们要努力的把他们送到更好的学校，或是更好的青少年的团契，而是我们自己能够把他们需要的交给他们。
We are not just breadwinners or protectors or people who give advice when our kids need it, but we are called godly trainers.
我们不是只是在家里做一个赚钱养家，或是要来保护他们，甚至于给他们一点的指引。而是我们必须是做一个敬虔的导师敬虔的教练
Apply your heart to instruction and your ears to words of knowledge Do not let your heart envy sinners But be zealous for the fear of the Lord all the day For surely there is a hereafter And your hope will not be cut off
圣经上说你要留心领受训诲侧耳听从知识的言语你心中不要嫉妒罪人，只要终日敬畏耶和华，因为至终必有善报，你的指望也不至断绝。
So then the great training fathers that we're called to is to expose their heart and to give them gospel hope.
所以圣经上其实呼召我们，我们要怎么样来训练，来训练我们的儿女呢？是要让我们能够把他们心中的隐情暴露出来，而让他们在在福音上有盼望。
That means we have to know exactly who the Bible says our kids really are.
换句话说，我们必须要从圣经的角度来真正认识我们的儿女们是谁。
That's kind of hard to accept because that means those cute little kids sitting next to you right now, our dear little ones, they're sinners.
这有的时候是非常难接受的，就是坐在你旁边那位很可爱、你最亲爱的小朋友。其实呢，他们是罪人。
Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. Proverbs 22:15 tells us.
因为他说，愚蒙蒙住了儿童的心，在箴言书22章里面讲。
Proverbs 22:6 gives us that wonderful command: Train up a child in the way he should go.
那箴言书22章第六节这里有一句非常有名的话，就是说教养儿童，使他走当行的路。
And the Bible has to tell us this because the way our children want to go, the way they feel they should go, the way they demand to go, the way they say they have to go, the way their friends are going, is all the wrong way.
换句话说，圣经上告诉我们，我们儿女如果随着他们的话，他们所想要走的道路，或是他们的朋友所想要的走的道路，其实是一条错误的道路。
Surely there is a hereafter, Proverbs says, and as fathers, we have to ask, which one is our kid headed to?
所以呢，我们必须要来做父亲的，必须要来问神，我们的儿女到底他们是走在什么方向？他们是往哪里去？
Proverbs warns us that spiritual adultery, that sin, is waiting around the corner, calling, whispering, telling us that we should trust ourselves, fill ourselves on the thing of the world, disown our fathers, walk away from our God.
属灵的淫乱，换句话说就是罪，它正在伏在这个角落里面，整天的在我们耳边细语。呼召我们要离开神，要我们相信的是自己，要我们倚靠的是自己，让我们随从世界的风俗，而且要我们藐视我们的父亲，离弃我们的神。
So God has sent Christian fathers to us to train us in wisdom, in discipline, in love.
所以神呼召了基督徒的父亲要来教导我们，要在智慧的智慧和爱来教导我们。
Fathers, do not withhold correction from a child. You shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell.
你不可不管教你的孩童，你要用杖打他，他必不至于死。你要用杖打他，就可以救他的灵魂，免下阴间。
So the job we have is to expose their heart for what it really is.And correct that heart in love.
换句话说，我们的工作呢，我们的责任呢，就是我们要显露出、曝露出他们心中的隐情，所以我们可以纠正他们的心。
With the ultimate goal that God will receive the glory when one day, by His grace, our children accept Him as their father.
所以最终我们的目标呢，就是希望。我们的儿女可以至终接受神做他们的父亲，而把荣耀归给神。
Our job is to bring them to that point where their heart can say, "There is a God. It's not me. And the thing I need most in life is Jesus, who's the only one who can save me, who can redeem me, who can correct my foolish heart."
所以我们所盼望的就是有一天，我们可以把他们带到一个情形，他们的心可以向神打开，说。真的是有一位神，而那位神不是我，而且我们需要耶稣基督的救赎。
So today, gentlemen, women with gentlemen, women looking for gentlemen, this is where we get to the best part, but also the hardest part.
那所以弟兄们，或是弟兄已经结婚的，或是单身的姐妹正在找弟兄的，现在我们来到最这篇信息最好的部分，就是。我们的回报，但是在这之前有一个严肃的事情，就是有一个代价。
There's a great payoff for all of this. There's something that we have to pay, and there's a reward.
那这里讲到有一个奖赏，有一个回报，但是我们必须付代价。
None of this is too easy, but it's not impossible. In God's grace, He gives us the equipping through His Word. He forgives us through His mercy, and He gets us through in His grace.
这一切没有一样是容易的，但是在神没有难成的事，因为他照着他的恩典，他会装备我们，他也会饶恕我们，他会加给我们力量，并且赐给我们他的话语，他的应许，使我们在做管家的时候有盼望。
But all this means too that I'm probably going to have to refocus what I'm doing as a father. I'm going to have to.Invest in what I'm doing, and in many ways, I'm going to have to die to myself daily as a man if I'm going to be this kind of father.
但是如果我要成为这样子的父亲的话，我必须要重新的来调整我优先的顺序，而且我也要辛苦的经营，甚至于每一天我都要向我自己死，我才能成为这样子的一位父亲。
So, two quick things to think about here.
两件事我们要来看的。
First, I hate it when people tell me this English idiom. You know, you can't have your cake and eat it too.
在英文里面有一句话呢，我很不喜欢听，就是说你不能同时又拥有一个蛋糕，而又你自己可以吃那个蛋糕。
What's the point of cake if you're not going to eat it?
但是如果你不能吃这个蛋糕，这个蛋糕有什么益处呢？
But honestly, it's going to be very hard to be the best fill in the blank with your career, with your hobby, with your interests. It's going to be hard to be the best of that and truly be the best father that God calls us to, isn't it?
但是实际上呢，在我们的生活里面，我们很难又同时又成为最杰出的某样事情，可能是我们在最杰出的工程师，说我们的工作或是我们的兴趣，同时呢又成为神所呼召我们做一个最好的父亲。
There's only so many hours in the day, so how much of my time and my prayer, my heart and my brain are my children entrusted to me really getting every day?
我们一天就是有这么多的时间而已。那么，神所托给我的儿女，他每天到底能够得到我多少的时间，我多少的心思，我多少的祷告，还有我多少的精力。
It's going to be pretty hard to do this slow heart work in love that God calls me to if I'm not making time to really listen to them and pour out my life to them.
如果我不花时间来好好的倾听他们，我不把我的心向他们来敞开的话，我很难做好这一个漫长而需要爱的这个角色。
Busy dads, we're not helping when we take that shortcut because I said so.
很多时候我们做父亲的非常的忙碌，所以我们只能很简，就是简短的说，我就是这么说的，你就是要这么做。
And that brings us to the other hard part of trying to realize and die to our own kind of father culture that we have.
另外呢，我们也明白到我们必须要向我们本身所带来的这些从前的这个所谓的父亲的文化，我们必须要向那个死。
Because all of us are bringing baggage into our fatherhood the way we saw our fathers love us and discipline us and talk to us.Whether we know it or not, that's what we're doing with our own kids quite often.
我们做父亲的，在我们做父亲的角色上，我们不知不觉的，其实就把我们从前的包袱带进来。我们从前的包袱就是我们自己的父亲从前是怎么样教导我们，怎么样对我们说话，怎么样来带我们做事的。
It's a cost to pay to have to realize that a lot of times we need to let go of, well, that's the way my father did it.
所以其中我们做父亲的所要付的一个代价，就是我们必须把，我们很喜欢讲说，哦，我爸爸就是这么做的，我们必须把那个放下来，我们必须对这样子的一个我们自己的父亲的文化，我们向他死。
So brothers and sisters, that brings us to the good part, the part that we need to get today, the gospel, the good news that the way our heavenly father did it is actually the best way.
这时候我们就要来看那最好的，这就是我们的好消息，就是我们的天父如何来做父亲。
You remember that bit we read before about foolishness being bound up in the heart of a child?
所以刚刚我们读到箴言二十二章十五节，他说：“愚蒙迷住孩童的心。”
Well, that includes all of you and all of me.
这包括了你，也包括了我。
And the great foolishness that the Bible speaks about is not recognizing God as our Creator.As our Father, as the only one worthy of our worship, our honor, our lives.
所以说，愚蒙蒙住孩童的心，那最大的一个愚蒙，圣经里讲的呢，就是我们不认识神是创造我们的那一位，他是我们的父亲，而且他是唯一一位配得我来尊荣，配得我来敬拜，配得着我全人全身的人。
In Malachi, the Lord speaks to his people Israel, to the very priest, and he cries out, A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my reverence? Says the Lord of hosts, to you priests who despise my name. Yet you say, In what way have we despised your name?
像在马拉基书第一章第六节，万军之耶和华说：“儿子尊敬父亲，仆人尊敬主人。我既为父亲，尊敬我的在哪里呢？我既为主人，敬畏我的在哪里呢？你们却说，我们在何事上藐视你的名呢？”在这里，神对他的百姓说话，尤其是对他的祭司们说的。
And then Jesus told us a great story of exactly how we've all despised the Father's name.
耶稣呢也同样他向我们说了一个比喻来表达我们是如何不敬畏神的名。
Maybe you know it. It's about one son who was lost in his badness and another son who was lost in his goodness.
我想我们都非常熟悉这个故事。这里这个父亲有两个儿子，但是他们都迷失了。一个迷失呢，是因为他很坏；一个迷失了，是因为他很好。
The younger said, "Dad, I don't want anything to do with you. I just want your stuff. Give me the blessings I have coming to me and get out of my life."
其中这个小儿子呢，他对他的父亲说：“我不需要你，我不需要，我只想要你的东西。你就把我应该给我给得的祝福，你就给我就好了。你就不要在我的生活中、生命中出现。”
And the older one said, "Father, I've done everything just like you told me." So now you owe me what's coming to me. Give me what's mine.
但是另外一个，他是这个大儿子呢，他却对父亲说：“我一直都遵照你，你叫我做的我都做到了。现在你欠了我的，你该把我应该得的给我吧。”
So whether in our unrighteousness or our self-righteousness, all of us have dishonored our Father by not stewarding our lives, but pretending.That this life is mine to do with what I want.
所以呢，这里这个故事我们就看见，就算或许是我们在我们的不义的行为底下，或许是在我们自义的行为底下，不管怎么样，我们都污蔑了神的名，我们都没有尊荣我们的天父。因为什么呢？因为我们总是认为我们的生命属于我们的，我们可以照着我们的方式来过我们的日子。
Living as if God is not worthy of my worship, as if he owed me, wanting his stuff, but not wanting him, and honoring all kinds of things in life beside him or even above him.
我们没有尊荣或敬拜我们天上的父，我们认为我们的生活是属于我们的，我们并没有把我们真正的尊荣来给他。
It's hard to admit, but instead of stewarding this precious life God has given me, I've often focused on my rights. I've cried about my time, and I've worried so much about will my dreams come true.
我也必须向大家坦诚，在我做这个父亲、这个管家的角色里面，我常常没有真正的去关心到神所托付我的儿女，而是我常常想到的就是我的时间、我的精力。我常常想到，那么我自己的梦想呢？
Too often I've called him father with my lips, but my heart has been so far from him.
太多时候了，我呼求我天上的父，我只是用嘴唇来亲近他，但是我的心却是远离他。
And that's one of the hardest things to see in the Bible, isn't it? To see ourself there.
常常我们在读圣经的时候，最困难的一件事情就是我们发现我们的自己。
Kyle the tax collector, Kyle the prostitute,Kyle the wayward priest, Kyle the Pharisee, and yet there I am.
比方说我们在圣经里面就发现 Kyle 我自己就是那一位税吏，我自己就是那个妓女，我自己就是那个法利赛人，我自己就是那位离开神的祭司。
You know, after the great flood, God said something pretty amazing. Genesis 8:21.Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done.
在创世纪第八章二十一节，在洪水过去之后，耶和华就心里说，我不再因人的缘故咒诅地，人从小时心里怀着恶念，也不再按着我才行的灭各样的活物了。
There's no getting around it. We are evil. And there's nothing that we actually deserve from God except separation from our Father.
其实我们没有任何可以推诿的，我们本身就是邪恶的，所以我们所能配得的呢，只是离开神，离开神慈爱。
But yet we read these astounding words, don't we? For God, our Father,So loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him won't be destroyed, but will have eternal life.
但是我们在圣经里又读到这些使我们心里非常震惊的爱的语言，我们的天父爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，使一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So today in your life, do you see what fatherhood costs God?
所以今天我们可以看见神做一个父亲他所付上的代价吗？
As God our Father saying, I won't destroy every living thing even though it deserves it, but I will come down myself and take the sin upon myself that the very chains of sin are destroyed instead.
神说我再也不照我刚刚所行的灭各样的活物了，虽然他们都是罪有应得的，但是我要下来，我要把罪放在我自己的身上，我要担负这个罪，而且要从此要断开罪的锁链。
And so out of this otherworldly love that the Father has, He sent the Son to live the life we couldn't live, to die the death that we should have died, also that we could be reconciled back to God's family.
所以因着神向我们所显的大爱，神差遣他的儿子耶稣基督来到地上，来过我们自己没有办法过的生活，而他的死却是我们每一个人所应该的死，为着使我们可以跟父神和好。
The only one who ever truly honored his father is the one who died for you and me.
所以唯一一位他真正的来尊荣天父的，就是那位为你和为我死的耶稣。
Do you know that love of the Father today?
今天我们认识我们的天父对我们的爱吗？
Do you feel far off from that Father today?
今天你感觉你跟那位天父是很遥远的吗？
The great biblical truth is that God isn't merely waiting for you to come home, but He's running to meet you to bring you back home.
所以圣经上告诉我们的真理是，神不单单只是在那里等待我们回家，他实在是向着你跑过来，要欢迎你回家。
The great payoff for God was His Son.
神所得到最大的回报就是他的儿女。
The great reward for us is eternal life and actually being truly, really in the family of God.
那对我们来说，我们的回报呢，就是我们得着永生，我们可以永永远远的住在神的家里。
And in Proverbs, we find too our great reward as fathers.
在箴言书里面，我们可以看见有两件很大的回报，两个回报。
What more right thing can our children's lips speak than to one day say, Jesus Christ is Lord over all of my life?
第一个最大的回报就是有一天当我们的儿女他们可以说出来，从他们的心里说出来，耶稣基督他是我的神，是我生命的主宰。
That's what brings me down to my knees outside my boys' cribs every night.
这也就是为什么每一天晚上我都跪在我儿子的婴儿床前，我为他们祷告。
Because I'm asking God, I'm so limited in what you've called me to do, what you've called me to be. Could you draw my sons to you so they will know you as their father?
因为我自己是一个这么的有限的人，我能够做的非常的有限。我就向神祷告，神啊，你可不可以有一天你吸引这两个孩子来到你的面前？
My prayer to God is, God, how one day I will rejoice, I will jump for joy if only my kids can call you Abba, not me.
所以我向神的祷告是说，神啊，如果有一天我的孩子能够称你为神，称你为阿爸，而不是我的话，我会为此多么的高兴。
My prayer is, help me God, help me to steward these kids, help me to train them to do anything I possibly can.To raise them the way you want me to.
我的祷告是神啊，帮助我，我需要你的帮助，我需要你的帮助来做一个管家，来教养他们，教练他们，而且我尽一切我可能的，能够照着你所要我教养他们的方式来教导他们。
Fathers, on the tough days, I often think about what joy it could be to one day hear my father say to me, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
所以当我有的时候在很累很疲倦的时候，我就想，哎呀，有一天如果我能够得着我天父对我说，好，你是又良善又忠心的仆人，那这一切都值得。
Fathers, how about you?
那父亲们，你们呢？
You know, one day I do want to hear God say to me, Kyle, you know, I know you fumbled the ball quite a few times, but thank you for honoring me in your home.
我知道，我希望有一天，当我在站在神面前，神会对我说 ，Kyle， 我知道你虽然常常会失败，但是谢谢你在你的家庭里面，你有尊重我。
A few brief things to take away today, I hope.
我希望有一些的重点，今天的信息的一些重点。
To ask yourself, how is my relationship with my Heavenly Father? How am I responding to His love, His discipline, His wisdom?
我想让我们来想一下，我现在跟我天父的关系是怎么样？我对他的爱，对他的管教，还有对他在我生命中的呼召，我是如何反应的？
Father's proverb says, "Let your eyes observe my ways." So, what are our children observing about us, and does it match what we're saying?
那而且圣经里教导儿女们呢，你们要眼目要喜悦我的道路。那我们现在我们的儿女在我们身上看到的是什么？
I've only been a father for 3 years, but I am learning the hard way that I am a much better father if I focus on first being a better husband.
那 我做父亲的日子不长，只有3年，但是呢，我慢慢的学习，但是当中有许多的失败，我学习到，为了做一个好父亲，我最重要的就是要做一个好丈夫。
Remember too, just a father out of the gospel, my ultimate identity is in Christ's love for me.
虽然我是一个父亲，但是我真正我的身份呢，却是我是在基督里的。
I'm remembering too that I have this amazing resource in Christ to ask for forgiveness and to give forgiveness.
那另外就是说，我们在基督里，我们可以有这个力量，我们可以得着饶恕，我们也可以去赦免饶恕。
To my older Chinese brothers, if you allow me one piece of advice.
对于我的中国的弟兄们，比我年长的或许我可以给大家一个建议。
It might make the world of difference to actually say, "I love you. I'm proud of you." To your kids.
对比我年长的中国弟兄们，我想给你们一点建议。如果你们能够真正的对你儿女说“我爱你”，这会有很大的不同，造成很大的影响。
And when they are listening to something, or playing a game, or reading something, or admiring someone that seems crazy, just ask them.Why are you so interested in this?
当你发现他们听的东西，或是他们看的，他们喜欢的，对你来说是觉得很疯狂的时候，或许你可以问他说：“你为什么喜欢这些呢？”
This will help us expose their heart.
这些可以帮助我们使他们的那个帮助我们使他们的心被暴露出来，显明他心中的情形。
Younger guys, fathers to be, if you allow me one piece of advice for you.
对比我年轻的弟兄们，或是还没有当父的比我年轻的父亲们，或是还没有当父亲的，我也可以给你们一点建议。
We might just need to grow up and to start to be men ourselves.
或许我们自己呢，就是要长大，要真的来做大丈夫。
To be less passive and to put down our phones and our schedules and our hobbies long enough to really pour into our kids.
我们应该做的呢，就是不要再那么的被动。我们把我们自己的手机放下来，把我们自己的那个时间表都放下来，我们自己的喜好放下来，真的多花时间陪我们的孩子们。
Men, it's never too early, and fathers, it's never too late, even if your kids are grown.
要做一个大丈夫，要做一个真正的男人，永远没有太早；要做一个父亲，永远没有。不会太晚，即使你的孩子已经成人了。
And mothers, children, pray for us, encourage us, correct us, bring us back to God's word.
做母亲的，还有做儿女的，请你们为我们祷告，而且呢，常常的来纠正我们，使我们重新再走回正路上。
Happy Father's Day.
大家父亲节快乐。
弟兄姊妹们平安。首先祝所有的父亲们在今天父亲节能够特别蒙神祝福，父亲节快乐。我短短的简单分享两个很重要的点，一个是希望所有的父亲们能够珍惜神把孩子摆在我们眼前的时间，短短的18年，希望我们都不缺席，不仅仅我们亲自陪着他们经历他们成长的过程，更是能够在他们属灵生命的塑造上我们也永远不缺席。父亲是神所设立一个独特的角色，至于我和我家必定侍奉耶和华，就说到父亲需要带头，而且是榜样，能够带领全家来侍奉神。那第二个点想分享的，就是我们作为父亲的需要一个平衡的地方。保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书2:11-12告诉我们，他说，你们也晓得我怎样劝勉你们，安慰你们，嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲带自己的儿女，好叫你们行事能够对得起那招你们进他国得他荣耀的神。在这里我们看见一个平衡的父亲，他不是只有在对孩子有要求或是要管教的时候才跟孩子们有交集，他是在孩子们需要被鼓励需要被安慰的时候他也不缺席。因为很多的时候孩子很小，我们都喜欢跟他们在一起，到了青少年，各式各样他们都在摸索困惑甚至反叛的时候，父母亲跟孩子之间常常都是充满了许多的要求管教和不愉快。那我希望做父亲的不是只有在要求和管教的时候才跟孩子在一起。我特别挑了这两幅画站在这里录影，一幅画说到牧羊人把羊抱在他的胸怀，就是他需要安慰，他孤单他痛苦的时候有个肩膀可以靠，孩子们需要爸爸。另外一幅是讲到主在那里为我们祷告的图，作为父亲的要为全家守望。所以我希望我们在座做父亲的能够陪着孩子在属灵上能够真实的成长，而不是在管教要求的时候才在他们在一起。那另外一方面需要平衡的，就是很多的时候我们因为要弥补对孩子的亏欠，太忙碌了或是怎么样，所以我们跟孩子不敢说直话也不敢要求他们，那又是另外一个极端，我们只是想尽办法取悦他们讨好他们但是却不敢管教他们。身为父亲，保罗告诉我们要劝勉他们，要安慰他们，也需要嘱咐他们，真的就像一个真实的父亲，最终的目的是要把他们带到神的面前，行事为人整个人生能够在神的眼中有价值。作为父亲，我们彼此勉励，彼此带导，愿神祝福大家。
这是什么？
这是什么呢？这是话筒。My
God。 这个是什么？
话筒。我感觉自己还是一个在摸索当中的爸爸。我自己的本身看了很多的育儿的书，我们也想在他身上能够特别是要讲原则，讲说话言而有信这些方面，所以我们往往对他也是比较严厉，就是说到要做到，说到time out 的时候呢也要 time out， 所以往往看到他有时候小眼神特别可怜的时候，我们还是狠下心来继续下去。所以虽然做父母也需要孩子的包容吧。
那这个哥哥要是说 please 怎么办？ please 给我做一做。
好。
哎，好，那你把它放好，放在地上给他做。哎，对了。
可要坐下。
哎，要坐下。
恩琪，爸爸是很爱你的，爸爸也希望你能够长大成为一个爱主爱神也爱人的人。爸爸如果有什么做的不是特别好的地方，也包容爸爸能够一起成长。
I want to be a good dad. Okay, my turn. I want to be like my dad. I want to be a patient dad. I want to be a kind dad.
我想成为一个严格教导但是依然能和孩子成为朋友的父亲。
我觉得作为我爸爸的小孩，我是一个很幸运的人。他虽然很多时候特别小孩子气，但是他也常常是个有耐心的人。比如说有一天晚上，我可能正处在叛逆期吧， 然后帮他处理事情的时候就有点烦，第二天早上起来的时候也不是很想理他，但是我却看到他默默地看着我吃完了早饭，然后又默默地站在门口送我上学出门，那个时候我就特别特别感动。所以我觉得作为我爸爸的小孩真的是一件特别特别幸运的事。爸爸，真的很感谢你这么多年一直对我像朋友一样，然后我们之间也没有什么争吵，我觉得我真的是十分幸福快乐的长大了。祝你父亲节快乐，虽然你不在我们身边，但是我相信父亲节的时候你是会看到这条视频的。
爸爸，非常感谢你，虽然在小的时候我觉得你特别的严厉，但是当我长大以后再回头去看的时候，我觉得你真是用很多的爱这样子来爱我，而且你总是无微不至的照顾我，在我觉得非常艰难的时候呢，你也总是给我最多的鼓励，所以谢谢爸爸，父亲节快乐。
I'm most thankful that I have a lot of time that I can spend with them at the moment. As I indicated, my wife is working more, which kind of gives me more opportunity to spend with my daughters. We've had some challenges along the way, but actually I think those challenges have brought us closer together and is something that I look back onto fondly. The quality I value the most maybe is to be truthful, to be honest with yourself and with others, and so that you can deal with issues as they come up rather than ignoring them. What I'd like to say to my daughters is that I love them. I hope to continue to unconditionally love them, and I will be proud of them no matter what they choose to do. But I really do hope that they deepen and strengthen their walk with God.
我觉得自己是及格，但是有很多成长空间的父亲。我觉得我最注重孩子的品质的是，首先他与神的关系，这是一个基础。然后在这个之上的话，如果他有谦卑，也很诚实，当然他如果很有智慧的话，这是一个 plus。我想跟乐乐说的话就是，两年半之前爸爸成为了爸爸，这段时间的话，爸爸的话也经历了很多，有低谷，有高潮，有很多的失望，有很多的盼望，碰到一些挫折，也有很多的成长。这些的话都是你给爸爸带来的，都是你给爸爸最好的礼物。爸爸，谢谢你。
我很难想象我现在成为父亲了，不过我感觉我自己蛮幽默，蛮开朗，蛮有责任心，蛮有爱，同时又充满了能量的一个父亲吧。但是我觉得我更多的是给自己的一个期望吧，我想要成为一个怎样的父亲，我更想成为忠于圣经，能够用神的话语，神的爱去引导我的女儿走一生的义路的这样一位父亲吧。我跟我的孩子的话关系用两个字形容，完美。但是好像这些是非常单方面的，因为至今为止米娅也不会说话，然后所以说，但是有时候从他的眼神能够看出来他非常的爱我，所以我们之间彼此的关系，我觉得水乳相融吧，血浓于水吧。我觉得像我们基督徒的家庭必须建立在爱里面，建立在基督里面，所以我觉得这个对于我来说是最大的一个要培养他的品质。最欣慰的话就是我跟Shirley都没有黑眼圈啊，因为真的非常感谢主啊，米娅特别特别的乖而且可爱，所以说他在一个月的时候就已经睡整觉了。妙妙爱啊，奇妙的大爱，真的值得我们一生去追求，去跟随啊。愿主真的祝福我们的家庭，也能够祝福你以后一生的道路。 I love you, Mia.